Okay, great. Thank you, everyone. Thanks very much. Emily is here with me. Thanks, everybody, and welcome to another one of our office hours here. I hope you've been enjoying the course. Some of you have finished it, or some of you are going back into it. Some of you have switched to the psychic certification course. I hope all of you have done a day in the spirit world, because that's really, really a great, great course, which I take you through. And if you haven't, you definitely should check that one out. And just to let you know, I just finished putting together with Hay House, my publisher, a new course that starts September 9th, and it's, like an eight-week course, and it's on videos and homework, and it's about being a psychic, a medium, or a healer, and also different types of exercises, different ways in. So that'll be, you'll see that on in the school page. I'll put something up there when it's out, September 9th, and I'll put something on my main website. So there we go. So I've been really enjoying, listening to a lot of the Facebook questions and really working with the radio stuff, and now I've been looking forward to your questions from your work you've been doing. So you want to open up the phone lines, Emily?
So to get in the queue, press *6. Give a question for Jane.
That's *6 to ask me a question about your work.
We did have a few on Facebook, so let me start there.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. What is the best, lovely Janet wants to know, what is the best way to approach telling a client with whom you've done a group reading that their home holds a lot of low or negative energy? This wasn't what they invited me for, but I immediately felt it upon entering their house.
Mm-hmm. So that's really an interesting one because, number one, I wanted to say that our job as mediums or intuitives, when we're working with clients, is to empower them, not to disable them. And that's always, we have to have a responsibility when we do the work. It's just like being a doctor. You're sensitive to these people's needs. You don't want to destroy people. I would never go and say, oh, there's this negative energy running around your house. I mean, that's not right. Even just like when you do a reading for somebody and you bring through a child that passed away in a car accident. In Holland, once I was doing a class, and this guy got up there and he said, oh, there's a boy here. He's dead. His head hit the windshield, and his blood and guts are all over the puddles of blood everywhere, and his teeth. I was like, who needs that? You don't need to do that. We would understand if you say, a boy passed here with a car accident. Don't need to go embellish it. As far as the low energy, I don't know. And part of me thinks that might be from the medium projecting or the sensitive projecting. We got to be careful to understand what's coming from us and what is our own stuff we're projecting or what's truly there. I would just want a little bit more. If we're coming from a space of love, who we are as loving beings, which is our soul, I don't believe in evil. I don't believe in, there could be some pockets of that, but really love is the answer there. So again, that's the more the question, who's interpreting it? It's the easiest way to describe it in a quick way.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the first line. Let's go to 705-696.
705-696.
Hello, James. My name is Forrest Montgomery, calling from Ontario, Canada.
Hi, Forrest.
Just wanted to let you know that I've taken three of your courses, the eight-week mediumship course, 28 days to transformation, and the one-day course. As you said earlier, that one-day course is absolutely amazing. I was able to spend the day with my dad, who died 56 years ago, and he took me on a journey that day like no other. I was able to meet my two unborn twin brothers that had died just prior to birth. It was such a moving experience. The other thing I wanted to mention was during the mediumship course where you said to do the practice run, I did that with a young lady who had lost a baby that was only 5 weeks in womb, and I was able to see that baby as clear as a bell and give her messages, and I do believe that I may have helped to save that young woman's life. She was that close to the brink of doing something bad. I told her that baby's spirit, that angel, would be there to protect the family. Mm-hmm. And just a week ago, her two-year-old fell into their pool face up, and I do honestly believe that that angel child was there to save that two-year-old. Any thoughts on that, James?
Well, you're blowing me away. And number one, we would at the end of this, if you could write us a little testament, a testimonial for us, so we could put that up. That would be great because that's how people learn. Number one, that let me just go step by step. I'm so happy that you're involved with the school. I really am honored. Thank you. That one day in the spirit world, I agree with you. That was when that course was created with spirit. It took me away because I'd never been anything like did something like that. And when I was going through those realms, and it was just amazing. I've been in 35 years, but this was an aspect I'd never seen before, been a witness of, and it was pretty truly amazing, even down to the cup and down to the meeting your person on that bench and going to that room and seeing the soul colors. It's incredible. So, yeah, I agree with you. People should definitely check that out.
I think it just says
to me that you were welcome. You were ready. You were ready for this to happen. You were at that time where you took the time to explore, to discover. I think you did save that lady's life. I did. I think that child's soul, remember, a soul needs, maybe it's just an experience that the soul has to go into, that it would be there with the mother, and not, the feet don't touch the earth. But maybe that's just that experience for some, whatever reason. And anytime that happens, we want to empower the mother, saying, you gave that opportunity. And I totally agree with you when you say that that will guide the family, that soul. Many times we find that souls that pass over, as we call babies, or don't make it, they will be a guide, without a doubt. So you're 100% on that one. And I think also, Forrest, I just want to say to you, I feel your integrity and your honesty and your responsibility, and I cannot tell you how much I appreciate that, because that's what it's about. So thank you for following through.
James, thank you so much. Just one little note. On Monday, I will be 64.
Wow.
I just started this a year ago.
Wow. So September 5th is your birthday.
It is, and I'll be 64. I can't believe that it's so late in life that I've got into this, but I absolutely love every moment of it.
Well, my husband's turning 60 on Monday as well. And you know, it doesn't matter how old. When your soul opens up and is enlightened and connected, it might not have been happening before when you were 50. You weren't ready for it, or 40. You might not have been ready for it. So it's in perfect divine timing. So good for
you,
Forrest. Yep.
Okay. All right. And what James is mentioning, everyone, is I don't know if people have read on the Facebook page, but we're creating a brand new website for the school. And we really want to, we're actually, as part of that, we're doing a lot of technical improvements. We want to let you know we heard you on that. We had to, initially, we put out the school, we created it so quickly. We really wanted to get it to you. But we're doing a lot of exciting improvements. And we also want to create a space where that has a lot of your stories in it to make this more about you. So we would love it if anyone who's feel touched by this work or feel like they learned something or has an exciting story to share, about what they've learned and how it's applied to, you know, their lives and their work. We'd love for you to send it to us. You can either send it over email at help@JVP School of Mystical Arts. And if you include a picture, that would be awesome, because then we can put you up there.
That'd be great.
And also, and then videos. We would actually love. Like, that's extra. That would be super
videos.
Awesome.
Yes, please.
Videos. Yes.
It's all about you guys. We want to involve you.
Yeah. So an iPhone video, a video would be great, and you can also send that to help@JVP School of Mystical Arts. So we'll send you an email with that information, but that's what James is referring to. We want to make this
Perfect.
More about you.
Thanks, Emily. It's true.
Okay. All right, let's go to the next phone call at 360275.
Okay. Hi, James. This is Wanda from the Seattle area.
Hi, Wanda. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Patty Mook says hi, by the way.
Oh, hi, Patty Mook. Oh, my goodness. Give her my love.
I will. I have a question. I have a friend who kind of started me on the journey of taking your courses and the spiritual path toward opening up. And I find in the last year that when I'm around her, I find it hard to meditate after talking with her. And I wonder if you have any ideas about how to deal with that.
Sure, Wanda. First of all, because, you know, every one of these answers helps everybody that's listening. So what is it about? Is it her, this lady in particular, when you're in her energy field, when you're in that space?
Yeah, she's a person who has probably opened up a little bit more than I have at this point. She tends to be a person that's pretty worried that people are trying to steal her energy.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good.
And
so that's someone who's living in fear, and that's someone who really needs to be back in development. And I don't know where she started with her development. I don't know what the background is, but it does sound like it's not being in the integral part of it is not there. The basic foundation is not there correctly. So that's Wow, you know, it's that's the way this work is so important, because if we're not grounding ourselves and running the energy, we get caught up in the head. And the head overanalyzes, critiques, worry. It's that human part of us that we get more into. And if she was fully, really integrated and grounded and using that and running that energy every day, she wouldn't be like that. So, So, sweetheart, this is your decision. This is your choice. That, and this happens in everyday life, too. When we work on ourselves, just generally working upon ourselves and whether bringing love to ourselves, we'll find that certain conditions will not match up to our situation. So even in life, as far as family, friends, partners, work people, when you're working on yourself, and let's say you bring love to yourself, and that field of love, that magnetic feeling of love and self-awareness, you might find that others don't have that, and they're not part, you don't feel connected with them anymore. People come into your life for a season, a reason, or a lifetime, and those are friends and family, by the way. So one day you might not be able to be with a sister or a brother, and that's okay. It doesn't mean you don't forgive them or something they did. It's just you're in different places, and that's okay. So there might be a part of you that has to say, you know what, in order for me to move on, I just have to not be in that space. Is it, Wanda, is this someone that you can speak to about helping her running her energy, or is it something not, it's beyond that now?
Oh, I think it's something I might be able to speak to with her at some point about.
At some point. So maybe take a little absence from her. Maybe just take some time off and let you work on yourself, and then you go back to her later on if that indeed happens. But, you know, you just say, listen, I have to go work within myself, and I got to be around myself. So that's what you need to do. You get a healthy boundaries. I'm sorry, it's not easy, but healthy boundaries. And now we're in a Mercury retrograde, and all this stuff is going to be coming up. It's a big one until September 26th. So a lot of stuff is going to come up for people. And don't let yourself be pulled into that energy, their energy. Whether it's fear energy, limited consciousness, you don't want that. Just the opposite you want. Opening consciousness, connected to all things, the oneness, that's where you're at. So don't be pulled down. I don't want to sound judgmental about that. It's just shifting your energy where you're finding where you give attention. Because whatever you give attention to expands. Remember that. Wherever we give our attention to expands. So that's something we got to look every day. Okay. Does it make sense?
It does. Thanks so much, Jane.
All right, Wanda. You're welcome. Good luck, sweetheart.
Thanks.
Okay. Let's go to 305-962.
I love these calls. Hi.
Hi. This is Lillian from Florida. I'd like
What's
to say hello. Melina.
Melina. Hi, Melina from Miami.
Yeah. And thank you, everyone, for his share so far. I would just like to say that the internet spirit is what led me to you, because whenever I have a question in my life and I don't know the answer, I don't know where to start, I just go to the internet and I do a search and I don't even know what I'm trying to find. But I was attending a mediumship development group for about a year. And I was getting really frustrated because they kept on telling me to do things. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. What does it mean, invite them in? What is it, like, why is the energy dropping? Like you're not, you're saying to do stuff, but not telling me.
But you're not
anything.
Telling me how. You're
exactly.
Not telling me how. You're not giving me the proper guidance. What does it feel like when I open myself up and surrender? Am I in
right.
control? Am I not in control? How does it shift in my field? How do I blend properly? What does that mean? Sure. So it all depends upon your tutor. It depends upon the teacher, the instructor. So it sounds to me like you don't have someone who knows what they're doing. And
well,
I'm
then,
sorry
well,
to
then
say, Lena, that it does. It yeah. happens. Unfortunately, there are people that go out teaching and they don't really know. They don't know enough. So this is what happens.
So then I quit. Yeah. So then I quit.
Then you quit.
So that I quit.
Me.
Yeah, I quit. I found you, and I went back to the group. Okay, so I found you only like a.
Let me just ask you, Melina. Let me just ask you: is it a church group or is it just a free group? I mean, a free out there group.
It's a metaphysical church group.
It's a metaphysical church group. Okay, continue on.
Okay, so this is a really interesting point. I really would like to share it with everyone. So,
yep.
So I got your course, and I only had like a week before the group met again. So I was like, okay, I have to go through all these videos. The answer is in here somewhere. And you said something, and I'm like, oh, my God, finally someone who believes like I do. someone who doesn't believe there's like evil, like there's evil out there, and you got to fear and protect yourself, and oh my God, I'm afraid of my own shadow and other people's shadows and spirit shadows. I'm like, thank God, okay, so this is right for me. And then I did the running of the energy, the little prayer of how to invite someone in, I'm sitting in my house, you know, just practicing this. So then I go to the group, right?
Yeah.
I go to the group and I start doing all the things that they did. And I go, Melina, shut up. Do what James said.
Yeah.
Don't just block everything out. And while they're doing their thing, you do your thing. So I'm sitting there doing my thing, people giving messages and stuff. And this is how it works for me. And I just want, if there's any insights you can give me about how this process acts, I might be missing something. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sitting. And all of a sudden, my heart starts pounding.
Yep.
Now, to me, that's like spirit's in, like spirit's it's here.
Yep.
And so I'm sitting there, and I don't want to be rude, but I tend to be rude. I tend to talk on top of people, and so does my spirit.
We get along very well.
And so I get a voice, and this happens, you know, stand up, stand up, stand up. I'm like, yeah, but someone's talking. It's like, stand up. It's like, okay, someone's talking. Stand up. Okay, so at the end, there's 5 minutes to end, I stand up. But I don't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I have a feeling because this one girl kind of like her, just looking at her kind of caught my attention. But I didn't get any messages. I didn't get any energy connections. I didn't get anything. So I told them that. I stood up. And when I stood up, I closed my eyes and I just start walking. And I know I'm never going to hit anything because I kind of already set that up that when I walk, I'm not going to hit anything.
Yep.
And so I just go over to that girl. I open up my eyes and I go, can I hold your hand? So I hold her hand, nothing, 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 nothing. All of a sudden, my eyes are closed. I look down and I see the suit I'm wearing. It's brown with these little stripes and these really nice wingtip shoes, and I'm like, okay. And all of a sudden, my face gets fatter, and I thought it was a beard at first, but no, my face is I'm getting a big face, and I'm gaining weight, and I'm getting taller, and I'm like, damn, I look good. And then, like, I start describing what I'm seeing, and then I see like this room, and I'm in someone's house, and there's, like, these different things, and I see paper, and I know the paper's important, and there's writing on it, but I'm, like, I'm talking to her, and I'm, like, I'm describing what I'm seeing, and then I'm, like, did he write music or something like that? I see, like, I feel music, and I didn't realize it, but I'm hearing jazz music in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see a watch. And when I said it, I didn't get any energy back from her, so then I started interpreting. Big mistake on my part.
Yep, you get in the way that way.
Right. I saw a pocket watch with a chain, very detailed, and she said he had that.
Okay. Okay, so let me help you.
Okay.
So, number one, the Metaphysical Church group, I don't know. I don't know what level that they're at, but I don't know if you feel a certain way when you walk in there. The energy feels kind of stagnant. But it just feels like there's a, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. But what I would do for you, what I would really emphasize that you do, and you can do this at your house. You don't have to go to the church to do this. Sit in the power. When I say sit in the power, you need to bring that, but you need to be aware of what it's like to bring in your power. Sit in the power. You know what power is, right, Melina? You know, sitting in the power means.
When the energy is just around you?
No. So when you sit in your power, whether you sit there, you'll just sit there and you build up your own essence, your own excitement, your own soul's essence from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head. There's this excitement. There's this, it's an essence that runs. It's almost like a champagne bottle that the pops. It's this, your vibration is shifting, you know, your vibration shifts faster and faster. And it's like an excitement that's going on. That's called being in your power. And when you're a medium, you do mediumship, you have to be in your power. You have to be ready to be in your power, because when you're in your power and you can sustain that power, then the spirit can come in and use that power. Because remember, they're at a faster vibration. they need to use a faster vibration to fully come in, okay? So the hardest part for you as a medium, as all of us, we have to sustain that power. But the power is exciting. It's fun. It's like, I love to do this work. It's really exciting. That's the power, okay? So you know what that feels like, right?
Yes.
Right. So you can do that at home. You don't need to be in a group right now to do that. So work on your power, bringing the power in and bringing the power up and feeling that power. It's like being on a water fountain. It's like, whoa, it's great, right? That's your power. You need to really sit with that. Now, when you're in your power, then you can just, in your mind, send out a thought to the spirit world because they receive your thoughts. Say, dear spirit friend, come close to me. I give you permission to step behind me. And do the blending where you become off to the side and let them come through to you. Just, and you're able to do it because you just had that experience with the lady with the dress and the wingtip shoes. So you're able to do that. I would love for you to blend more. Just let yourself blend more. And you become the spirit. So if it was a lady, was it a lady or a man that you brought through?
No,
that you're able to,
it was a man, a big man.
Great. Mm-hmm. So as I'm bringing that man through, and as you are bringing that man through, you're off to the side, right? Your ego's aside, and he's coming through, and all you're going to say is, I know that I have a man here, and you bring through that personality first. I know I have a man here. He's very creative. He feels like in his like late 50s, early 60s when he comes in. I know that he loves music. And sometimes you just got to say it, and spirit will fill in the rest. But you become him. I know that I like music. I know that you have my watch. And make them statements instead of questions. You don't want to ask questions. You want to give statements. And I guarantee you that most of those people in your church ask questions, don't they?
Yeah, and I started to do it too.
Way of mediumship. It's a really poor quality mediumship. You can only ask questions to back up like several pieces of evidence, but you have to become aware that I am that spirit. You become them. So you, and if you're asking questions, it's just to validate, but you don't want to get into that rhythm and that, you don't want to get into the habit of asking question after question after question. And that's unfortunately in America, it's really portrayed like you have to have question after question. That's not mediumship. That's 20 questions.
So I noticed
So work on making statements instead of questions and blending more and sitting your power. That's building up your power. And come up with a statement that says, I know, or I feel, I am, things like that.
Okay. I'm going to see you in Texas. I'm going to see you next weekend.
Oh, great. Come up to me this weekend. Great, next weekend. Come up to me and remind me that we spoke, okay? And that'll help you. That class will really help. I'll work you, girl. I will work you. So there you go. I can take it. Okay, good. Remind me right away, okay, when you see me.
Okay.
Thanks, Melina. Okay. Good luck. Bye, honey. Okay.
James,
very valuable for everybody listening. That's why we wanted to go on with that. Yeah.
Yeah. We have another good one on Facebook. So Carolyn is wondering. She says, I'm learning to claim my unique gifts, which include a strong connection to the other side and at the same time intuitive counseling. When I read people, I sometimes miss the mark on specific details, but I'm able to offer strong insights on the larger soul-type questions. I know it's not just me talking because I say things I would never say, and I can feel spirit around me. Any advice on how to get more specifics?
Yes. Oh, Carolyn. Okay, so this is, again, here we go again with a weakness. And you know, for years, when I first started this work, you know, when we were mediums or intuitive work, you would sit and develop and sit in the quiet, sit in the stillness for a long time. I sat for 7 years in the quiet before I'd even do anything, before I'd give one message. And you really want to develop the process. You want to develop your abilities. You want to develop. It's like a flower that slowly needs to grow, and it's a process. Don't get caught up so much in the destination, but be in the journey. So I would say to Carolyn, stop and sit in the stillness every single day by yourself. Sitting in the stillness is different than sitting in the power. So sitting in the power is more of an active type of feeling. When you're sitting in the stillness, it's sitting in the quiet. And there's a wonderful meditation, which I'm going to actually put online, but Lynn Probert, who I was working with, gave me this recently, and it works really, really well. For a lot of people who don't think they can meditate, you don't have to. There's just a way of sitting in the stillness, and you can just, you know, gently close your eyes, and you can just get back to the rhythm of your breath, the inhalation and the exhalation, and just go with that. And in your mind, you're just going to repeat, be still, be still, be still, be still. And then you'll get to a point where it's just quiet. And become more of the quiet. Become aware then. You'll become more of your soul. You'll become more of what the soul feels like, your own personal soul. How can we give advice to another soul if we don't have a relationship with our soul? So we first have the relationship with our soul, and we do that through sitting in the quiet. And the quiet is very loud. So that's my advice to Carolyn, to everyone, is really taking time and put it on your schedule, on your calendar, where I'm going to put an hour away just to sit in the quiet. You know, we live in a society that's quick, go, 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 fast, 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 social media, the internet, quick, quick, quick. We got to stop, and we got to make an appointment with ourselves, our own souls, to sit in that quiet. I do at least 3 times a week. Still am very important to do that. So that's what my advice would be. Yeah.
Okay, good advice. All right, let's go to 413-387.
Hi, James. This is Mary in Massachusetts. How are you?
Good, Marion. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I've spoken with you before, and
yeah.
I just want to share something that I find exciting with
okay.
you. And I hope
Love
I'm
that.
On track.
Good.
I told you that I was going very slowly in starting the mediumship course.
I remember when you first started, yeah.
Yes, and very, very slowly. And I just, in the past 2 weeks, just started through lesson one. And it's almost as if I've been meditating for 2 weeks
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
got to the point where I was to write the soul biography. And, of course, my head was going through, oh, you write this, you write that, you've done this, you've done that, you've experienced this. And I just couldn't make myself write it. This morning, I woke up, and I sat, as you're saying, sit in the quiet, because
yeah.
each day I try to sit in the quiet, and some days, a few days maybe, it's only a matter of minutes, and other days it's 2 hours.
Right. That's fine.
I woke up this morning, and I started to write, and I realized that the course, the 28-day transformation course,
mm-hmm.
it has brought me to a full new beginning, because I would have written all the things that were painful that I experienced and whatnot and the things I tried to do and it didn't work. I woke up and I wrote as a little child.
Wow.
And the feeling was I was about 6 months to a year old laying on my back on a mattress somewhere quietly. Do you want me to read this to you? It's a paragraph.
Yep.
Like a small child, I sit and lay and walk and watch and ponder all that is new. What to make of it? What to do? What must it be? I am here. Who is me? Watch and wait in the calm and quiet, the peace and the space all around. Take it in, wait and see. All is new. This day in the light. Leaves on the trees, birds on the limbs, souls passing quickly on their way, going to and fro. Where do they go? I don't know. Toenails and skin, colors abound. Here I am now. Who am I? Who to be? How to be? Will I see? It is still. Listen. What is it I hear? The sounds, the music, the words, the warmth, the breeze. All here, all now. How is it? Who is it? Why is it? In this place, who am I? Why am I? New voices, new faces. I am with them, they with me, yet only for a moment in the now. Learn I must. Wait I must. One day to see. Wait. I will come, and I shall go. I, me, what will be? Wait and see.
Wow. Wow. Beautiful. Wow.
This is the first day in my life when I wrote this that I'm beginning to come to an identity of who I am.
And you know what? If you could, and everybody that's listening, it gets to a point where you're not in your head anymore. It kind of goes down to your heart. And the more we can start going back, I also say head to the heart, and I pick my head, and I put my chin down on my heart, and in my classes, I always say head to heart, because a lot of people they have to get out of their heads first, the rational, the critical mind, and when you get to what's real, which is your soul, which is tucked behind the heart, that's the meat, there we get, that's who we are, The head is what we think we are. The soul is who we are. So you're opening that up. That's fantastic. Congratulations. I give you a round of applause. That takes a lot of courage to do that, but you're ready now. You're ready. So, you know, part of it is also marrying your sensitive soul. You've always been a sensitive, empathic person. And now you're finding it's safe to be who you are. It's okay to be who you are, you know?
Exactly.
And I think the 28-day transformation, you know, I've heard from so many people how it's changed their lives. And it is. It's a great course. It's a hard one because you've got to be consistent every single day. But, boy, it's a good one. It's a good one.
Yeah, 28-day course was like using a spade shovel and digging out the dirt.
Yeah, yeah, and giving yourself permission to do that. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations, sweetheart. We look forward to hearing from
you.
If you can send it to us when you do the testimonial, we'd love to put it up.
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you so much.
Thanks, sweetheart. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, let's go to 480-720.
This is so much fun. I hope everyone's having much fun as I am. This is great. Yeah. Hello, 480.
Hello.
Hello, Miss Phoenix, Arizona.
Yes.
Hello there. How do I know that? I guess I'm psychic. What's your name?
You must be psychic. My name is Donna.
Hi, Donna. I know. I know the area code. Hi, Donna.
Yeah. Usually come once a year over here.
I'll be there in October with Melinda Vale. I'm going to be in Sedona. We're doing we're going to be in Phoenix, and we're doing a whole weekend on karmic work and soul communication, mediumship, and intuition. So it's on my website. So it's Melinda Vale.
That's going to be exciting. I'm going to have to bring my girlfriend Faye. She just totally adores all that stuff. So,
oh, and Melinda Vale's great. She lives in Phoenix. So Melinda's a local person there, and I've known her for many, many years. It'll be a great workshop.
Okay. Well, I've been on this spiritual path and growing, and just love your program.
Thank you.
The thing that I have found is when I started sitting in the power, I've found that I've expanded a lot more and going into that. Now, I've grown to where I'm really seeing, feeling, hearing, sensing, and all of that.
Good.
And, I've noticed that at work, and we're able to wear our iPods at work while we're, and thank God for that, because I can tune everybody out, and it's kind of grounding for me in a way to just shut everybody off. And I need that, and because I'm kind of empathic, so it's kind of nice to tune everybody out, but I still see... you know, I see things that move very quickly, and it'll, and I know who it is. It'll be someone that is actually has worked there in the past that has passed on.
Okay, does it happen every day you're at work?
Oh, yeah, usually every day I'll get somebody that had been there before. They've passed on, and, you know, I can sense a smell. I get like their cologne or their perfume, and maybe what they like to cook and how they passed. And
so what is your question?
Generally in a certain area.
What's your question, Donna?
Okay. Well, the funny thing is I took a trip to Lilydale, which was really my ultimate goal. And when I came back, to my surprise, when I woke up in the middle of the night over there, I got woken up by a maid. And I made a deal with the maid. I said, you know, I hope you're going to stay here and not follow me back. Well, when I went back to work, she appeared and says, what's his name? And I thought, oh, no, she came back with me. But so anyways, I don't know how spirits can do that. That was one of my questions.
Okay, so I will help you if you want me to.
Okay.
Okay, and you might not like my answer, but I have to give it to you in that you have to be healthy, and you have to be healthy in your mind, yes? So you have to be willing to have healthy boundaries, especially if you want to do mediumship. There's got to be, you got to set boundaries when you're working and when you're not working. So it's almost like if the fan, if you have a ceiling fan and it's turned on all the time, eventually the motor is going to burn out. Right? So you want to use that ceiling fan when you need to. So whether it's taking your mind and switching off your awareness of that particular thing, whether it's spiritual, you can be a medium and you can be spiritual, but when you're working, you're working. I mean, you don't have to be a communication with spirit. It's got to be, and in a way, I like that because it saves that to make it more of a special type of respect, reverence, if you will, to the work that mm-hmm. you're doing when you do the work. So you have to be in charge. You even said, I'm not going to work right now, sorry, and you send that message out to the spirit world, and you pay attention to something else. Put your mind to something else. So you
okay.
have to be able to do that. Okay, sweetheart?
Okay.
It doesn't mean that you won't be more empathetic or your power will go away. No, no, no. That's you creating it from your thoughts in your own head. That's your own head making that up, okay? So just
okay.
make sure when you work, it's time to work. Then you're fully open. You're there for spirit. And when you're not working, when you're at your other work, then you do that work. And the others, you don't want that.
Okay.
Okay? It's going to be hard for you, but I want you to set some boundaries, okay? It'll be,
yeah.
believe me, for the bigger picture, it'll be better for you, I promise.
Yeah, and, you know, the other thing is that when I look at, you know, a photo, someone say, look at a photo, and I just get all kinds of images and symbols and people that passed that just appear in that photo.
Okay,
and it's,
so also when you see the photo and those things start happening, start running your energy again, running your energy. Running your
okay.
energy, cosmic energy, earth energy. You need to be grounded in that.
Okay.
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 All right. Thanks, sweetheart. Bye, Donna.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome, darling.
All right. Okay. Let's go to the name that's coming up is Isabella at 458.
Isabella.
Hi, James. This is Isabella Haas.
Hi,
Bend,
Isabella.
Oregon.
How are you?
Good. So one of my questions is, I'm taking the psychic intuitive course. I'd actually signed up for the mediumship course, but then I heard you said, you know, do that one first. So
yeah, I really believe that for me personally, to get the foundation for the intuition first, and then it's easier once you go into the mediumship. So once you set your foundation, your groundwork with the intuition and the psychic, and then you get into the mediumship, and then you'll be able to know the difference between psychic and the difference between mediumship. And you can use, your mediumship will be enhanced with your foundation of intuition.
Right.
So
exactly.
Good job.
So I'm really enjoying the grounding meditation that you've been
yeah.
doing
yep.
throughout. And I had a question about that. I'm a Reiki
okay.
master, and I was wondering if I can share that with other people.
Yes,
that's
please.
Okay.
Feel free
okay,
to.
Okay, great. And the other question I had is, in one of the videos, you're in an antique store. And,
yes.
you know, you're sensing all the energy and everything
yes.
else. Is there a way to completely clear the energy from an object, or will there always be residual energy?
Well, you know, that's a good, very good question. That's a very, very good question. I would say yes and no, and it depends on the intention, but the thought and the mind and cleansing it away. I've done ceremonial work where I cleanse an object, whether it's through salt water, whether it's through smudging, whether it's through clearing it with the air, with this person from the spirit world who owned it, or the residual effect. You can clean the residual energy off it, no doubt about it. I've used salt water before and it works. I put stuff in the full moon in the window and let that energy pull it out, let that lunar energy pull it out. There are ways of doing that. Yes, you can clean an object without a doubt. As you're cleaning an object, though, I just want to say you might pick up psychically things about it still. So just realize
oh, right,
that's
yeah.
it, but you can clean out. I always use salt water. I really do. I love it.
Okay. Sounds great.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Let's see. Let's go to 1-9-9-1-7-8-4-1.
New York.
Oh, yay. Hi. I'm Hi. Erica in Miami as well. How are you?
Erica in Miami with a New York number.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm a New
okay.
Yorker living in Miami. I was just about to have to get off to get my kids, so I'm
oh,
super
okay.
excited. I heard a voice that said don't.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, so I'm laughing at the synchronicity because I'm actually, I teach psychic development and some mediumship, beginning mediumship people here in Miami. So, you know, just laughing with the earlier woman that called. But Michael, first of all, I wanted to thank you for all of your amazing work, and I loved the mediumship course. It was really
you're welcome. You're welcome.
Beautiful,
thank
beautiful,
you.
Yeah. And I'm just loving that getting to speak to you. My question is, I've been a psychotherapist for about 20 years, and I discovered my abilities when I moved from New York to Miami a little over 3 years ago. and started meditating and had a whole spiritual awakening and all these other things. And then everyone's dead relative was talking
right.
to me, and it's been really this beauty. And I'd be in session, psychotherapy session, and I'd see people's dead relatives be there
sure.
and all this stuff. But it's been an amazing, the way it's like come together has been really amazing and beautiful.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
now I use the word psychotherapist because I have it, but I really, you know, this work is the coolest, funnest, most amazing thing
it's
ever.
All the same in some ways, isn't it?
It's all, it is. Well, I didn't know I was yeah. doing it for, you know, 25 years. And what was I going to say? Before my question, I had something else to
well,
say.
Well, before you go on, let me just say
yeah.
you this. You have a piece of
yes.
paper and a pen?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so write down this name, Kelly White, K-E-L-L-E-E-W-H-I-T-E, Kelly White.
It sounds
so Kelly
familiar.
White, yeah, she's on my website under resources.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
she is a psychotherapist who
mm-hmm.
is also a medium.
Oh, cool.
And
I don't know any of them.
So I want you to call her and tell her, you know, James said to call you, and she will help you. She will help
oh,
you.
Awesome.
With figuring this whole thing out with those two disciplines and how to put them together.
Right.
And
yeah, I think
and,
I've pretty much figured it out, to be honest, because I don't consider myself a psychotherapist anymore.
Right, but
no,
she's
I would
really
love
someone that's been there.
Pieces.
She's been there for
yeah.
35 years,
yeah,
so you
I
should check her out. You'd like her. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. That's so cool.
Yep.
I guess I just wanted to say real quick about, I'm talking fast because I know you have people, and I got to go too, but really quick about the, there's no fear in this, and this is what I try to communicate with everyone. It's
right.
just, you know, I still haven't come out of the closet to everyone, even though I've been working this way for a few years, but, you know, people are scared, and I really, if you live in the fear and you vibrate with the fear, scary things are going to happen. That's what happened to me in the beginning. If you live in the love and you live in the light, that's all you see, you know, and I try
right.
to get that across to people. That's all it is. It's love and light, and it's, to me, like, because people, sometimes when you tell them, they're like, oh, my God, and they think it's so dark. And I'm like, actually, it's the funniest, lightest, you know, thing in a lot of ways. You know, it's intense. But my original question before I got all excited to talk to you was, my thing is that I've always been somewhat of a perfectionist in general.
I'm sorry.
And I had a reading.
Are you a Virgo? When's your birthday?
I'm a Pisces.
Oh, my God. Well, you're a natural born psychic, so there you go.
Yeah.
So good luck
yeah,
trying to
yeah.
fit in. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, it's been crazy. But good. So my thing is, so I had a reading this morning with an amazing soul, and everything was great, but I do a lot of this, did I give enough validation? And
so
like,
my problem
God,
with, here's my problem
yeah.
with you. Let me tell you my problem I have with
yes,
you right away.
Yeah, tell me. Tell
okay?
Me.
So
mm-hmm.
first of all, I want you to write this down. What you focus
yes.
on expands. Right?
Right.
So what you focus on expands. So remember that.
Right.
And
right.
and what other people think of you is none of your business. So,
right.
Okay?
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
You really need to be very, very honest with what you're picking up. So are you working as a psychic or are you working as a medium? Two very,
oh.
very different things. And if you mix
mm-hmm.
them up,
mm-hmm.
not good. You're
mm-hmm.
either going to work as a psychic or you're going to work as a medium. You can't do both at the same time. It's
mm-hmm.
not fair to you or the spirit world or your client.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what that means is you might need a little more discipline as far as developing mediumistically or developing
mm-hmm.
psychic and working with those two very distinct references, those two different energies, yes?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so my feeling is you're mixing them up, and I'd like you to separate them.
Oh, interesting. Okay, because
yeah.
it seems to work well. I combine them in one session, and it seems to work well. But you're
yeah, but not you're not giving
either,
everything.
Or?
So if you say, you know, I feel like you're going to get a job next week, you're in a great relationship, and then, oh, by the way, your mother's here. She's a very happy lady. She loves you, and her name's Rebecca. And,
then,
let me go back to, well, you, by the way, you're going to be moving soon.
Through.
So you're not fully,
yeah.
that's how you work, correct?
Do both.
That's how you work. Isn't that how
yes.
you work?
Yeah.
Right, exactly
yes.
right. I see it. So
yes.
you're not
we
fully developing your mediumship, and you're not
right.
fully, you're not giving of yourself the way you should. You either got to be a psychic or you're going to do a medium. You're cheating out on your client, you're cheating out on the spirit world, and you're cheating out on yourself.
What if I love both? You can't do both?
Well, then if you have a client, you can say, I'm going to do a psychic reading.
Got it. I
or
do
a mediumship
that.
Reading.
No,
I'm not going to do them together,
morning,
one or
both.
The other.
You're right. Okay, I do separate a lot. I didn't know I had to say that to them, but this
yeah,
morning
I have
both,
to separate, and
you've
got to work separating. So it's going to be hard for you because every medium
yeah.
has a hard time staying in that power. So you're going to want to fall down to the psychic because it's much easier.
Right. The psychic
is our natural energy. It's going to be like, oh, easy to read somebody. We all can do that. The mediumship, you have to build the power and sustain that power. That's harder to do than psychic. So naturally, we're going to fall back into the psychic. So that's what I'm telling you. You need some help with that, darling.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, thank
something
you.
To look at.
They have to be separate, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
I want you to do it separately. And you know what? Don't let yourself say, oh, my God, I can't do it. You can do it. So don't let the human get in the way and that critical mind and say, oh, God, I can't do it. It's so much easier just doing the psychic. You know, you're limiting yourself. You're limiting your own soul.
Got it. Okay.
That's awesome. Why you're calling me, love.
Yes. Thank you. So cool.
Okay.
If you can make it to Dallas
next weekend, if you can. I know you have kids. But if you can get out there to the Center for Spiritual Living.
That's hard. I'm going
to
check your other. I'm going
to
definitely
check it out. Please. I'd love to work with you in person.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I
will call Kelly.
Thanks,
awesome.
Okay,
thank
honey.
You.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Everyone can relate to that, so that's good.
Yeah, well, it made me think of how they say, I think there's been studies that when we focus on one thing, we do a lot better.
It's true. It's true. And some people will be more psychic people and more intuitive, and they like the intuition, and that's easier for them. And then there are other people that are more mediumistic, and they like that energy. I personally love mediumship. I love the energy of mediumship. I love leaping higher or going to a higher vibration. That's who I am. And the psychic, I'm like, I don't like it as much. It doesn't feel right for me. I can do it because every medium is a psychic. Not every psychic is a medium. So people have to distinguish between those two different types of disciplines. And unfortunately, Emily, what we're seeing here, which is exact example of what that last caller was calling, but people mix it up. And on television, you'll see them, like Tyler Henry, I think, is a nice boy, but he mixes the psychic and the mediumship because I don't think he knows the distinction between a psychic and mediumship. There's a strong distinction, and we got to teach people the right way of doing it. You can be an incredible psychic or an incredible medium, but when you have a client, you want to make sure that you're telling him, I'm giving you a psychic reading now, or I'm giving a mediumship reading now. It doesn't mean everyone's wrong with the mediumship, you fall down to the psychic, but you got to know enough to pull yourself back to that power and sustain that energy to make that contact with the spirit world. So just a little bit of a difference.
It makes sense.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's okay if people want to do both professionally, but they really should, in their reading, make sure they're focusing on just one for that reading.
That's right. So when I do my radio show, or I do other calls, as you know, people can ask me a mediumship question or a psychic question. Now, if it's a mediumship question, I got to build up my power at that moment, listening to their voice. I build it up and get into that space of let the spirit come and surrender to me. And I pick up that. If it's a psychic question, I need to hear the voice and their birth date. And by the birth date, I'll tune into the psychic. That's it. For me, that works for me. So it's a different energy.
Interesting. Okay. Well, we have a good question on the Facebook page that actually is related to that. Sam is wondering, he's curious how your preparation has changed, if at all, although I think it has somewhat, for going into a reading over the years. How was it for you at the beginning? And what is your regular practice now?
Wow, that's a great question. Great question for preparation. So when I first started my mediumship work, let's say I had an appointment at 11 o'clock in the morning, which is when I used to have them, I would sit from 10 to 11, and I'd do the whole ritual of meditation and bring my energy up, and everything was fine. And I'd set the space. I'd put incense. I'd have a nice song. And really what that was doing was putting my mind, giving me a mindset, where I was receptive then, so and it became kind of a habit. So when the bell went at 11 o'clock, I opened the door, and they came into my apartment, I knew I was in that headspace of being a medium, and I was already prepared. That was much more for my security when I was first starting, I guess. Now looking back at it, that was, of course, my own security, preparing the space, preparing my own mind for receiving. Now I can just go into a space, I know that space so well, and I can just shift my awareness, shift my mindset to a particular space there, and I am immediately into that sense of surrender. And that comes also with many, many, many 35 years of being a medium and getting into that space. I still have to sit in the quiet before I go on stage in a demonstration, or when I go on radio or in the calls, I got to sit in quiet. And that's really just for me to get out of my own human head space and be a servant to spirit, surrender to the spirit. So that's how it's changed.
interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
And then we have a question from Claudia, which is good, too. She's wondering.
I wanted to just interrupt you, Emily. I'm sorry. Another way it's changed, too, is as I've gotten older and done the work, I've realized much more of the responsibility that I have with every word that comes out of my mouth, every thought. So I've become much more aware of the power of my words, the power of my work. So that's something that comes also. Okay.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So we have a good question from Claudia. She's wondering, whenever she sits in her circle and meditates, she feels like she's losing consciousness. Sometimes she gets so deep that it seems to get dark, and she feels like she's falling. And she's wondering if there's a way she can manage this.
That's really, really interesting. So it sounds like Claudia is a trance medium. And anytime you do, so with meditation, it depends on what she's sitting for. So if she is sitting for mediumship, which I'm not sure if she is or not. So
she does wonder if it's a kind of trance.
It's trance energy.
Okay.
Anytime that you're sitting there, also you fall asleep or you feel a lightheadedness, and you feel like you're being pulled out or you're slipping, that's trance energy. So that would tell me that that soul is very open to doing trance work. Trance work is when the energy actually slows down. So with mediumship, you're building up your power and it's vibrating quickly. Trance is the opposite. Trance, you slow all the way down. And it's as if you're almost losing consciousness or you slow so far down that you're not really aware. It's almost like the sleep state. We go into a sleep state. That's exactly what happens. You're slowing the brain waves down. So you're actually entering kind of a sleep state. On one level, you're remembering it. On one level, the soul knows what's going on. There's more to it. I don't spend a little time with her. But that's just so she would know trance states. You can look at altered states and trance states and learn more about that. That's the easiest way to answer that right now.
Okay, and is there a way to manage the falling? Falling feeling.
Well, I don't know about falling because I don't know who is she sitting in the circle with. Who's the circle run by? Do people know about trance energy? Are they sitting for trance? Are they sitting for mental mediumship? So there are a lot of factors involved. So there's got to be somebody she has that knows what's going on as far as she can tell them, listen, when I'm getting to the altered state of consciousness, I start slipping or falling. And she'll be fine. She could always lie down, by the way, before she sits in the circle. She could sit down. But usually when you're sitting in a circle, sometimes it does happen when spirit comes close and puts you in that altered state of consciousness. There is a sense of fall going down. And it just sounds like trance. So the people in the circle have to educate themselves about her when she's going in, and they're going to be sitting next to her so she won't fall over. Yeah, as long as she's not harming herself. They have to, just the people in that circle have to be aware of how she's going into a trance energy.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's go to 804-874.
Hi, James.
Hi, who's this?
Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. How are you doing? Sandy,
Hi.
It's like we're married.
I know. I think I am.
I spoke to Sandy last night from Virginia. Sandy is my number one student. Sandy is a commercial for me every time.
I just say spirit if it's whatever it's supposed to be, or give me the lessons I'm supposed to learn.
How many courses have you taken?
Oh my goodness, maybe we shouldn't talk about that.
Okay.
No, I'm really have a lot, but I've taken a lot of the ones that you came out with. Kind of spirit was guiding you at the end. Were helping me because it was personal growth. Before I can use my mediumship, I had to work on myself. And you said that over and over. And it was like I was in therapy for 4 months straight with you. Paying for therapy.
That's what
it was wonderful.
Good.
It was, well, I couldn't help people. I was born to read, but I needed to work on myself.
Work on yourself.
Before I could work
exactly.
on my
Good girl.
Business.
Yep.
So what I was calling you about is the day in the life was awesome. And
did
I
you enjoy
so
that?
Yes. And I had to, fast. I even did a fast before I did it.
Great.
I wanted to really get into it. And just because I've been born that way where I can read, I wanted to take everything you said and everything that the guides were guiding you. Because I felt like this was really coming above you. This is the first time that I knew wasn't coming from you that was really coming from your guides.
Channeled, without a doubt.
Oh, I can totally feel that. But the first, I was really kind of like, oh, okay. So the first night you have to stay, you kind of like you meditate and you do a prayer kind of thing that you set us up before the next day. And people need to realize that. You really need to do that night before
it's true.
Process. Because that, I was
literally crying at the end. It was so beautiful.
Yeah.
It was just almost like a blessing to ourselves.
Yeah,
from
true.
Above.
It's souls in a sacred space. Yep, SSSO, soul in sacred space.
That was so incredible. I really hope that all your mediumship and all your psychic students take this. I was like,
yes,
oh my goodness, this would be a requirement. Please make this.
Yeah, it's true. It's a good one.
And it's only a few bucks. Come on. You buy coffee all the time, people do. People have
true.
The internet. You can't pay for this. Come on.
No, it's true. It's true.
That's how concerned I am. Like, please take this class before you even say you're a medium, before you say you're psychic, because you have to be centered. And then you had a sign. One of your things in there was about a sign, you know, a picture, a thing in your head, and then you have the sign, and you picture it, and you, like,
threw
it.
On the goblet, the sign on the goblet,
yeah.
Was it? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh,
and
my goodness.
And then picking the cards in front of your celestial guides there. You have to pick a card they give you out of the four cards. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's
the goblet,
cool.
I was like, I got that, and I saw the symbol right away, and I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So after I did my stuff the whole day, and then I went down, my husband had me on TV, there was a whole symbol all about it. And I was doing something from Ireland about it. I was like, and then I came up, and I didn't even realize this mat that I use under my yoga mat, which
yeah.
is like just a temporary mat to protect my wooden floors, is the symbol.
Isn't that amazing?
And I went, duh, girl, it's been right in front of you the whole time when you meditate. It's right there. Because I was like, what does this symbol represent to me? This is kind of cool, but, you know, it's kind of Irish. I'm not Irish. It's like,
isn't it amazing? And
it's
isn't it amazing,
everywhere.
Sandy, that when you open yourself up a little bit, you begin to see all around you the world in such a different way. You see how
mm-hmm.
things are put together, and you become aware of the matrix. You become aware of the greater intelligence of the spirit world, how they're really involved
awesome.
In our everyday life. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's pretty good.
And like you said, take your power back.
Yes, take your power back.
Because I'm listening to the callers. They're awesome. But if you don't, like you said, if you don't work on yourself, it's great that you have this gift of psychic and mediumship. But if you don't work on yourself, you're not helping anybody.
You're right. You're right, Sandy. And
you're
right.
So true on that, because to be a true reader and to it's one thing knowing or seeing things to tell these people, but if you don't come in the right light and spirit in your own heart and have your own life together, you're not doing
true.
It from the right way.
You're right, honey. You're right. Thank you, Sandy, for sharing it.
Thank
you for the commercial, honey. You're right. I appreciate it. I'll see you in Dallas, right?
Yeah, I wish.
I know. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. I know.
Thanks, Sandy. Bye, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Okay, should we do one more, James?
Yeah, that's fine. It's great.
Okay, let's go to Melissa at 254.
Hi, Melissa. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I will be there in Dallas. I'm very excited.
Oh, great. Great, great, great. Come up and make sure you remind me that we spoke on the phone.
I will, definitely. I just have a quick question.
Okay.
I spoke to you at the last call, and I said that I was coming, that my mom, after my mom died, that I came to know that I was a medium and that I was fearful of spirits and all of that, and I've gotten over that.
Good.
But with that, I've noticed that both of my daughters are now coming into their own. So
yay.
How do I help? Yeah, how do I help them?
Okay.
All three
so
of my sisters.
I wrote
have
a book called
same.
Looking Beyond, and Looking Beyond I wrote
okay.
many years ago, and it's a book that a manual for mothers and fathers for their children. To help them.
Mm-hmm.
And it covers from, you know, ages 8 all the way up to like 17, 18. Even adults will have used it. So it's how to speak to them, how to talk to them, how to empower them. And that's what the book is about, Looking Beyond. And it really is giving them permission to be themselves and empower them is what it is. And giving them techniques so they can look every single day, various techniques so they can use every day and become more aware of their own energy, of how they feel about their intuition about a person or a situation in their life, how people around them have to empower them. It's everything we've been talking about on a basic intuitive level. So you're empowering their soul. So there's a book called Looking Beyond. And you can get it on
okay,
Amazon.
Great.
Yep.
Because I have a 4-year-old who, whoever
perfect.
Since she's been able to talk, has always told us that we are not her first mom and dad.
Great. So get a journal and write things down. Talk to her. Have an interview with her. Say,
yeah.
Tell me about your dreams. Where would he come from? What is
mm-hmm.
the name? You must, what year was? Do you remember there was a year? Was it on the earth? What did it look like? Be like the reporter
mm-hmm.
and write it all down.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, you know, because in age 9, she'll start forgetting. So it's
mm-hmm.
good to have it all down there. And when your mother passed over, by the way, Melissa, just one thing. Many times, in order for us to get on our spiritual path, for our souls to get on our path, in the soul group, before we come back in the incarnation, many times it's a plan for that soul group that one of the group will have to go and pass out of the physical in order for us to start looking, questioning, seeing, you know, discovering ourselves. And that can only happen when one in our soul group leaves this earth. Mm-hmm. So it happens with whether it's parents losing a child, whether parents losing a partner, people losing a partner, people losing mother or father, losing an animal, whatever it is, sometimes it forces us to get on our path. So that was meant to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. And you'll live things that your mother could not live. You'll live out, she'll live through you and experience things through you. That's what happens.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, and I look forward to
seeing Melissa, very good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. And Emily, before we go, we're going to remind everybody about the Hay House course, the online course, which is Psychic Medium Healer, and which one do you resonate with? And there's some brand new exercises and some brand new videos for people who've enjoyed these courses. That might be something they'd like to do, or the 28-Day Transformation course, or the Day in Spirit.
Yeah, and where can they find out about the Hay House one, James?
The Hay House course, it'll be on my website. It'll be on my Facebook page. We're just putting together the page right now for people. It'll be out September the 7th. Next week it'll be coming out. So it'll be on my Facebook page, and it'll be on my website.
Perfect. And then also reminder everyone to submit your testimonials. Tell James how the school has impacted you and the courses. Send us your note to help at JVP School of Mystical Arts, and we'd love your photo, too, and a video, if you can do that.
Yeah, and I love that because, you know, as people might know or might not, you know, I give out these classes and I, you know, give them out, you know, but it's just like, it's kind of a one-way thing. I love these phone calls to get some feedback and you know, learn things from people. But I want you to be really more involved because I'd like to know if you're enjoying the courses more, other things you'd like to find out, to discover. So it's because of you guys that I'm able to do that. So please participate in that. Really would appreciate it. And it helps other people, too.
Perfect.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you very much, Emily. Appreciate it. Thank you, everybody.